This is the ghetto.
This week on What's Going On with Earl Ingram, join me as we take on Milwaukee County's housing crisis, calling out how some property owners with multiple units exploit tenants while letting conditions slide into slum-like neglect. We break down the real human cost of absentee landlords, weak enforcement, and profits put ahead of basic dignity. This is a blunt, necessary conversation about accountability, housing, justice, and who really pays the price when the system fails. Don't miss it, airing on all platforms. Follow us on civicmedia.us or wherever you find your podcasts. And please remember to like, share, and subscribe so you don't miss the conversation. What's going on with Earl Ingram? You know, this morning I want to talk with you about what I think is just an unbearable reality of what happens in this nation. You know, you constantly hear people talk about the greatness of our nation, and in some instances, there is some of that. But in far too many instances, there's some things going on that just are not right and not proper and certainly should be talked about. These are things that are kind of kept in the dark. And this winter has been an unbearable winter thus far, kind of all over the nation, and people are dealing with horrific temperature drops and a lot of snow, and so, you know, it is just unbearable for many people as they try to navigate and make it through just a really difficult winter. And so there are a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to begin with this. You know, people have lost faith, if they ever had it, in government. I'm a guy who has always questioned our government because I'd always saw some things to me that just weren't right. I don't think that any government should allow any entity to take advantage of its citizens. I just have never thought that that made any sense to me. But in this nation, you know, it's you know, practice is past practice. And so people can be taken advantage of in a lot of different ways. A lot of, you know, as long as it's an opportunity for somebody to make a buck, then the citizens of the nation don't matter. There are a lot of different instances where this plays out. For instance, you know, I can take advantage of you if, you know, if you don't understand what it is I'm offering you, and knowing that it's a lie, but I hide that in the small print. And so, you know, I can tell you something that's not true, and in a small print called a legalese, I can mislead you. And then they've got something called buyer beware. And I'm like, wait a minute. Beware of what? Shouldn't the government be concerned about its people? Shouldn't that be priority one for the government? That it looks out for its citizens? Why should it be incumbent upon the citizens to be able to understand something and a system that's set up to take advantage of them? That's the way it is in our nation. And I know that there are people who don't agree with that. They think it's all right that people should be able to take advantage of people who are less informed. I think that's absolutely wrong. I think it's always been wrong. And when you build a nation on taking advantage of people who don't understand the really kind of legal system that we have that is so technical that the average everyday person doesn't understand it. And what am I talking about? Well, what really made me want to have this conversation today is this. In the city of Milwaukee where I live, and I remember when this was happening, you know, housing. I'm not going to name any names, but one property management company in Milwaukee has 9,500 local units. The second management company in Milwaukee has 9,300 units. There's another one with 6,000 units. There's another one with 5,300. There's another one with 5,000. There's another one with 48,000. And on and on and on. Major companies, major corporations that own the housing stock in the city of Milwaukee. And it just so happens that many of those who own that many properties aren't the best landlords. So their properties, many of them aren't up to code. Many of them right now in the heart of the winter, the heat isn't working. People complain about what's happening in these rental properties. And they call the people who manage and own these properties. They get no response. And so people are in these homes, you know, 40 families, 50 family units, no heat, with their stoves on and space heaters. And so, and nowhere to turn. I remember many years ago when one particular property manager was buying up all the properties in the city. And I was doing radio at a different place. And I remember saying to the older people, why would you allow one person to buy all of these properties? And their response was, well, you know, look at what he's doing. You know, he's remodeling them. He's taking care of them. And I even knew then that when you pull all the eggs in one basket, you really leave a situation where if something goes wrong, you know, where do you go? And so it just so happens that particular property owner that was buying up everything happens to be one of the worst slumlords in the history of our city. He owns over 9,000 properties. So the elderly, the poor, many of them live in his properties. The plumbing doesn't work. The heating doesn't work. He fills up the courts with evictions. People who own properties on a much smaller level can't get evictions done that they need to have done because he owns so many properties, he's got the courts filled up. I think there's something wrong in a society when he who has the gold rules. And so I'm nauseated with every day the television stations are doing these shows or these news, you know, outlets about, you know, 20 family houses, 30 family houses with no heat. It's been sub-zero in the city of Milwaukee for almost 2 weeks. So they've got to move all these people out in the cold into shelters while they're still paying their rent. And so who can they go to? Who can they turn to? They should be able to turn to the housing authority or to the elected officials who see the same thing that I'm seeing. Constantly, the citizens of the city, and even the mayor, the citizens of the city being taken advantage of and being mistreated. For heaven's sakes, they don't allow animals to be out in the cold. If they see a dog out in the cold, oh, man, we got to do something. We got to make sure that the dog stays warm. It's inhumane. Well, what about thousands and thousands of people whose lives have been turned inside out and upside down by a charlatan who has a lot of money but doesn't have much in the way of humanity, who really doesn't care? And then when they finally catch up to him, the television stations, and he says, well, I'm being mistreated. What the hell are you talking about, man? You're being mistreated. You're the guy who bought all these properties. If you couldn't afford to keep them up, guess what? Then you shouldn't have been allowed to buy them. Look, I'm a property owner. If I don't keep my property up, the city can fine me. And they will fine me and you. But a guy who owns over 9,000 properties, why is the city not putting their foot on his neck? I'm sorry. All these people displaced. And what are they? They're very poor. What do they have in common? Very poor, people of color, and elderly. And so you're watching them and they don't know what's going on. I gotta use the stove. What are you talking about? Many of the properties that he owns have no sprinkler systems. We've seen time and time again, you know, people die from fires in these various apartment buildings with no sprinkler system. Well, in the state of Wisconsin, you know, lame brain elected officials on the state level have said, well, if the property is older than, I forgot, X amount of years, I think if it was built prior to 1980 or something like that, then it doesn't have to have sprinklers. Why would legislators say that? Knowing that there are people who live in those properties whose lives are endangered. Well, it's not fair to the landlord because it's going to cost him more money. Well, let me say this to you elected officials. It's not fair to the landlord because it's going to cost him more money. What about the citizens of the state of Wisconsin? So don't their lives have value? Don't they matter? It's part of the reason why politics is so sinister. Who do the people turn to? Who can they turn to in a representative government? They're supposed to turn to what? Their elected officials who are supposed to speak on their behalf. Man, what is it going to take? How many more elderly people are going to die in these horrific fires that we have in the city of Milwaukee, in these properties, you know, 25 family properties with no sprinkler system? It can be fixed. It can be fixed if our elected officials look at it, pass a law, and tell the owners of those properties, for the safety of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, they're more valuable than you. Put the sprinkler systems in the building. Many of these are elderly buildings and where children are. For heaven's sakes. The most powerful government on earth. And we don't look out for the citizens. Why don't the citizens count in America? You got to ask the question. Because the citizens feel like there's nowhere for them to turn. I mean, we're still early in this winter. And for all the world, it looks like one of those throwback winters where it's going to remain ice cold. And we're going to continue to have a lot of snow. And it means that a lot more of these properties that are owned by all these different wealthy people are not going to have heat. And people are going to be struggling and suffering. People have lost faith in the government. That's the place you turn to in a situation like this. There's nowhere else to turn. Who's going to look out for the citizens of this nation? On the local level, on the state level, and on the federal level. Who do we look to? It's government. That's the purpose of government. To protect its citizens. We live in the most powerful government of all. How is this continually happening? And where is the courage to speak out about it? It's just a little person. The little person doesn't matter. What are you talking about? Nowhere in anything that I've read about this nation does it say little people don't matter. Now, even though I know that to be the case, and you may know that to be the case, that's not what our Constitution points out. When you hear people constantly talking about the greatness of our nation, the nation can not be any greater than the least of its citizenry. That's the way I see it. So when are we going to look at this and say we've got to figure out a way to stop the monopoly of any one entity owning 9,000 properties, especially when they're not going to be held accountable for the quality of what those properties are? My God, elderly people with the ovens on, risking carbon monoxide poisoning and all sorts of other things while one guy owns 9,000 properties. We can do better. You know, there was a time when we did do better. You know, part of, you know, having some years behind you is you remember a time when it was better, when they didn't allow one entity to own 9,000 properties. Part of the reason why people can't afford, you know, to rent and they can't find places is they've got monopolies on them. And anytime there's a monopoly anywhere, people know what the outcome of that is. Gouging. I want you to think, you know, as I, you know, get ready to kind of wrap this up, I want you to think about it from a national perspective. You see all over this country, people are disenchanted. They're disenchanted with the government. people all over the world, when they're disenchanted with their government, what do? You can see it on your television sets. People who are disenchanted with their government historically and even now. In the street. Right now in America, people disenchanted with the government. They're in the street. Sub-zero temperatures. 30 below wind chill. They're in the street. They're in the street in Minnesota, Minneapolis. They're in the streets in Chicago and California, in Florida and Texas, in New York. They're disenchanted with the government. And so when the people become disenchanted with the government should take notice. Because guess what? The government can be replaced. The people who run the government can and should be replaced when the people are disenchanted. Local government, state government, national government. People should understand it doesn't belong to you, the elected official. Part of the problem is the elected officials fail to understand it's not their seat. Seats belong to the taxpayers of this nation. And once the taxpayers of this nation understand whose seats those are in government, they'll start acting on it. We've seen it historically. And we're fastly moving to a time where we're going to see more of it. And people are going to demand more from government. And they should demand that government doesn't allow one person to buy up 9,000 properties and not be concerned about the human beings that are in it, especially in sub-zero weather. My God. We can do better. We have to do better. And those of us who are blessed that we don't have to live in that environment, are we not our brother's keeper? Should we not be concerned about those human beings who we see have to grab whatever they can grab to get out of that igloo that they're living in that's called a house or an apartment because there's no heat in sub-zero weather? Come on. Listen, got to make a change. Got to be concerned about other people. Got to make it clear to guys who own 9,000 properties. I don't want to hear you crying crocodile tears that you don't have money to fix the heating system, especially since you are getting paid handsomely. Nobody's staying in your properties for free. They're clearly paying you. And those who don't, you evict them. That's why the courts are full of you guys who own all these properties, evicting people, that the little guy can't even get his opportunities to do that. Let's care more about the average person. They're an American citizen as well. And so when we decide that he who has all the gold rules, we've entered into a very slippery slope in this nation that is not going to be tolerated forever. And the history of this nation will bear it out. There will be uprisings. We're looking at uprisings right now all over this nation for something different. But soon there'll be uprisings because whatever's happening here in the city of Milwaukee as it relates to slumlords is happening all over the nation. So I want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to me. And I just had to get that off my chest. So that's a wrap for what's going on with Earl Ingram from now. Talk to you soon.